All right, let's try this again. Maybe the great one can fucking talk this time. Probably not. Probably not. But maybe it could happen. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Trump and Fura Democrats wanted to impeach him, but now all of a sudden they're all crying for him to save them from the Wuhan virus. Wuhan!
You can scream and shout with all your might.
You can scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a motherfucking safe space. You can shove your opinions up your ass the way the Trump and Fuhrer's caucus and the Bikini Company.
Either you are wrong or I am right.
Don't forget, you ever present the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong and I am right. Go fuck yourself. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The millions. They go crazy. The millions. They're on their feet. Hands are in the air. Throwing money. Women are throwing their undergarments. Women are ripping their panties off and slinging them at me, chanting, great one, do me. No, baby. Sorry, I can't do all of you. Great one. What are you grunting for? It's because I'm pumping iron. Like Arnold, I'm pumping iron. I'm doing bicep curls, you fucking little sissies. What are you doing, sitting on the couch? Playing computer games, smoking dope? Nah, the great one is getting buff. Alright. Now that I did that, I actually was pumping iron there. That was not bullshit. I really fucking broke a sweat. Rearrange things because I am going to pump iron. You're gonna, great one. You're going to pump iron while you're podcasting? Yes. Yes, I am. Why? Because I can. So anyhow, greetings. There's only one greeting. No, we have multiple greetings. Greetings, friends and enemies. I'm recording this on April the 1st. It is not an April Fool's podcast. I was going to do an April Fool's podcast. However, I did not get the necessary preparations done in time to do that, so it didn't happen. There it is. I have a great idea for an April Fool's podcast. And at this point, he'll have to wait till next year. You know, assuming we're not all dead from the Wuhan virus. Wuhan! Kung flu! So they say to me, great one. Are we going to talk about the Wuhan virus today? No, we're not. We're going to talk about something way more important than the Wuhan virus. The Wuhan hoax, as I like to call it. Fagtag Wuhan hoax. Great one. How do you know that the Wuhan hoax is a hoax? Well, simple, because here's the thing. If you have an actual pandemic, a real pandemic, if you have this disease running wild and killing people, the first thing you do is you close the airports in order to prevent the rapid spread of the disease. As long as the airports are still open, that's the best evidence of one of two things. First possibility here is that the Wuhan hoax is actually a hoax. The second possibility is that governments are incompetent. Now, we know that governments are not incompetent, right? I mean, governments, in fact, are the only entities in the history of the, not just the human species, the history of the cosmos, that can build roads, protect you from warlords, and prevent the corporations from taking control of the world. So there's no way that governments could possibly be incompetent. And since the governments haven't shut down the airports, obviously this is a fucking hoax. And despite the presentation, I'm completely serious about that. The airports are open. This can't be serious, okay? If there's actually a pandemic, the first thing you do is you stop people from moving around. And I know there's a lot of people pointing at New York City going, oh, look how many people have died in New York City. I haven't done the math yet, but guys, first of all, it's New York City. You have a bunch of people crammed into a small space right on top of each other, and you have a whole lot of poverty. And interestingly enough, you also have a whole lot of diversity. I mean, this is so fucking insignificant. It is. You sit and you tell me, look how many people died in New York City. Okay, well, look how many people died in New Orleans when Hurricane Katrina hit. Okay, but the entire world isn't going to get hit by Katrina. It's New York fucking city. It is a shithole to begin with. And the fact that some fucking weird ass disease hasn't run through there and killed a bunch of people yet is purely amazing. Because when you take that many people and you put them in one small place, you get poverty, you get crime, you get disease, you get New York. New York City is a statistical anomaly. And once again, if this was actually a pandemic, we would just nuke New York City from orbit because that would be the only way to be sure. Now, that's a joke. What we would actually do is build a wall around it. And anyone who tries to come out, you'd shoot them. Anyhow, we are not going to talk about Wuhan hoax. What we are going to talk about is way more important than the Wuhan hoax. We're going to talk about the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society, who's been on the internet since 1999, podcasting for 15 years, who, along with Michael W. Dean, invented blogging. You're welcome. Who, along with Michael W. Dean, invented podcasting. You're welcome. Who is right, who has always been right, who will always be right, who has never been wrong. Yeah, that's me. So everyone's saying, I know, I get it. You guys are all sitting at home. You're thinking, man, I wonder how the great one is doing, because I'm really concerned about the great one, because my number one priority in the world is the great one. Wonder what's going on with the great one. The great one's doing great. The great one is hanging out, been having a good time, enjoying taking advantage of the fact that he doesn't have to go to work. And don't have to think about work. It's like, even when I had time off from work, it was always in the brain, right? Because you got to think and you got to check the email. Well, you don't got to do anything. But because I'm not a fucking worthless piece of shit, you know, I keep up on my emails and do. And now it's just because everything, you know, my entire industry is shut down. I ran into, actually at the grocery store yesterday, I ran into a fellow lighting designer. He's like, yeah, man, I just signed a new lease and I'd moved and now I got to look for another job and everything. And we're talking about it. So it's like, I got nothing going on as far as all the professional stuff goes. And there is, of course, this known phenomenon where retired men, right, they retire from their job and they think, oh, man, I'm going to kick back and do nothing and play golf all the time. And that lasts for a little time, lasts for a short amount of time, whatever that amount of time is, you know, a week, a month, whatever. And they start going insane because they have nothing to do. So I know what you're saying. You're saying, is the great one going insane because he has nothing to do yet? Well, let me tell you something. Now I have a special guest in the studio with me today to prove to you that I am completely retaining my sanity and everything is going great. And you guys haven't met yet, but so this is her first appearance on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Zen Bunny, as in Zen meditation, Bunny as in bunny rabbit. This is Zen Bunny. And Zen Bunny is a little pink stuffed rabbit. And I am not going insane because I've been having very deep very metaphysical conversations with Zen Bunny. Zen Bunny and I have been discussing politics and sociology and economics and philosophy and praxeology and all sorts of other fascinating things. Isn't that right, Zen Bunny? See, and the great thing about Zen Bunny is that, as women should be, Zen Bunny doesn't talk. Zen Bunny's very quiet. So Zen Bunny and I are getting along great. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, great one. Are you talking to a stuffed animal? Well, yeah, I'm talking. Well, who doesn't talk to stuffed animals? Right? You may think that talking to stuffed animals is a sign of insanity. Now, guys, now look, if I ever come on the podcast and I'm telling you that I'm talking to my Supergirl statue, okay, then I've lost my mind. Because only a fucking gay person would do something like that. But it's totally normal and acceptable to talk to small stuffed animals. Great one. Why do you even have a stuffed animal? That is totally fucking gay. What do you mean that's gay? Dude, stuffed animals. You got to have at least a couple of stuffed animals. I do have the blue rabbit that I've talked about before, which I've had since I was a little bitty kid. But Zen Bunny is actually, what happened there is Zen Bunny was a part of a matching pair. The girl I was dating at the time, this was the French teacher, I bought two of these bunny rabbits that were the same bunny rabbit, and I gave one to her, and then the other one was for me, and so we had little matching bunny rabbits. And so now, if you're wondering, well, great one, are you hanging on to Zen Bunny because Zen Bunny reminds you of this ex-girlfriend and you're pining for her? No, because she hit the wall and she spit out a bunch of kids. And I mean, and she, here's the thing. She wanted to have kids at the time. I certainly didn't want to have kids. But of course, like all fucking ditzy ass fucking broads. And this was the girl. She was. Did I just say that? She was the French teacher. She was the French teacher. She was the one who told me the story about how she had to stop her class and explain to her class how to read a clock. Because literally Hitler, half of the students in her French class did not know how to read an analog clock, the big hand and the little hand. They didn't understand it. So she had to explain that. These are, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old so-called adults. But they vote. But all of these people could vote. You know, 50% of them don't know how to read a fucking clock. Yet they're qualified to make decisions about who should be the president of the United States and the most important person. Well, not most important, the most powerful person on the planet Earth. I mean, you know, other than, of course, the Jews that actually run the economy. So no, where was I? So anyhow, oh yeah. So she wanted to have kids, but she also wanted to travel, which I'm like, how do you travel with children? I mean, I get that you can travel with children, but isn't lugging... And I'm not talking about children like, you know, like millennials, like your children who are 27 and still live at home, not those kind of children. They're like babies, like two-year-olds and two-month-olds and shit. How do you travel with kids? I mean, I guess I'd be okay with traveling. I don't have this weird obsession to travel just for the sake of traveling. I mean, if there's something over there, sure. So anyhow, it didn't work out, which was a good thing. But Zen Bunny is still here. And the reason is that Zen Bunny is the only stuffed animal that I have other than my bunny rabbit from when I was a little bee kid. Actually, I do have this stuffed mouse, which I've had also since I was a kid. I don't even remember exactly where the stuffed mouse came from. Like how I acquired that or why I acquired that. But it is what it is. It's a stuffed mouse and it sits there on the shelf next to the little blue rabbit. So anyhow, Zen Bunny and I are hanging out. Everything's going great. I'm absolutely positively not going insane. And actually, I'm really not. I'm really not. So let the great one tell you, man, how it's been going. Because motherfucker. All right, Zen Bunny, you sit right there, okay? I got notes here so I don't forget stuff. Today is like April the 1st. It is beautiful outside already. Oh my God, it's... We're sliding into summer. Thank God. It's like 70 degrees or so. I'm going to go trail running once I finish some stuff up this morning. I'm going to bike to the trailhead, do some trail running. That's on tap. I'm going to do that at 1300 hours. Till then, I'm taking care of other shit, getting things done, doing this podcast, whatever. Yesterday, it was also tomorrow, of course, because Colorado is bipolar, like my ex-girlfriend and like your ex-girlfriend, tomorrow, if the weather forecast is to be believed, it's going to snow. It's going to be high of like 35 and it's going to fucking snow. Right now, at what time is it? It's almost 1100 hours. Right now, it's like 70 degrees outside and sun shining. Tomorrow, it's going to be 35 and snowing. God damn it. So that's why I'm going trail running today for sure, because I'm going to get it in while I can, along with everybody else, because there are lots of... Anyway, yesterday went trail running. Yeah, that was me making noise. Went trail running yesterday, and people all over the place... Dude, I don't know what the fuck happened yesterday. Well, actually, I do. Here's the thing. So yesterday, when I went trail running, I got up, I did a bunch of stuff around the house and everything. I just said, all right, let me go. So I didn't take a shower, so I smelled like a dead animal. And I didn't shave, so I looked like a homeless person. Got out there on the fucking trails. I started counting them. There I encountered 10 hot babes. I'm talking 6 or better. There's a couple of them that were solid 8s. I'm like, God damn it. See, it never fails. I shave and I take a shower and I go out trail running. And I'm looking all sexy and masculine and like Conan the Barbarian like, because I'm all pumped from doing bicep curls. Oh, wait, reminds me. Hold on, then do bicep curls. Yeah, nothing. No fucking babes at all. None anywhere in sight. Run. But then when I smell like a dead animal and I look like a homeless guy and I go hit the trail. Ah, fucking babeliciousness all over the place. Holy fuck, there were a couple of them that were just smoking. So anyhow, gonna go trail running again today for the exercise, for the sunshine, for the fresh air, for the mental health. And there'll probably be not a single fucking good-looking woman out there. So anyhow... Also, because it's government, and the government, of course, is massively intelligent. So all of the trails are still open for you to go and use the trails. Although I'm waiting for them to decide they're going to close the outdoors. That is the sort of thing governments like to do. So the trails are still open. But all of the bathrooms are closed and locked up. So it's great. You go out on the trail. You got to take a leak. You got to piss on the trail. And out here, this is out by Horsetooth Reservoir where I'm going. There really aren't very many trees. And the trees aren't near the trail. So if you got to piss, you got to go way the fuck off the trail. Or you just got to take a chance on somebody coming by and seeing your big old schlong. I mean, and if you're a chick, I mean, then what are you going to fucking do? So it's like, well, go government. You know, who would build the fucking roads? I don't know what the excuse is. You're going to spread Wuhan virus on a fucking toilet seat or some shit. I don't know. Maybe since there's all these people out of work. I know I'm supposed to be talking about myself. I'll get back. Don't worry. We'll get back to talking about me in a minute. Since there's all these people out of work... Maybe the government could hire some people to go around to the bathrooms in the natural areas and fucking clean and disinfect them. You could literally, literally Hitler, pay somebody to cruise around all day long during the time they're open, just from one to the, go to one, spray it all down with bleach and disinfect it, clean it real good, go to the next one, go, and just go in a circle. All day long, you could have somebody going in a circle. Just clean the fucking bathrooms and disinfect them. But no. All right, anyway. Trail running. Oh, it was great. Oh, my God, it's beautiful yesterday. Spent about 2.5 hours. Because I biked out there to my normal spot, and I did my run up there. And there were people out, but not a lot of people. So it was just about the right balance where you could do some serious running without having to dodge too many people. And did my short run. And originally that was all I was going to do. I was going to do the short run and stop. But after doing the short run, I was feeling so fucking good that I decided to keep going. So I went and I did some more, did some extra. So that was fucking fantastic. making progress on cleaning $500 pickup truck, keeping that thing in shape. I told you guys I put an alternator in there because the alternator was making noise. So now that I got the new alternator in there, and then did I tell you guys about how when I was driving the truck around, it would occasionally die out? So I got it in the shop for that, right? And this was before all the Wuhan hoax started. And it got fixed. So what it turned out to be, and at first I was a little dubious this was the problem, but it's working fine now, so it was obviously the problem, is my positive battery terminal was fucked up, and so it just wasn't making a good connection all the time. And so that's what was killing the truck, right? No battery, no spark to the spark plugs, engine dies. So the truck is running great, which is a little terrifying, because now it's running so good that when it's running, the engine is so quiet because the alternator's not making fucking weird noises anymore. The truck is so quiet. And I'm like, holy fuck, did the engine die again? What's going on? Is it broken? I'm like so fucking paranoid now because it's running better than it's ever ran lately, you know, since I bought it. It's like, fuck. Who's waiting for something to go wrong? It's too good. It's too good to be true, right? It's like if you meet a girl, right, and she's really gorgeous, and she can suck a golf ball through a garden hose, and she likes to cook. You're sitting there going, okay, what's wrong? Also cleaned out the interior of the truck, as in cleaned out and cleaned. Pulled everything out of there and organized it. And, you know, you got that little compartment between the seats and you open it up and there's all that shit. I pulled all that shit out of there and I'm like, what the fuck is half of this shit? So I cleaned that out. Now I have room in there and I know what's in there. Cleaned out. Because I'm one of those, again, you see, this is why the great one didn't have to go fucking panic buy toilet paper when the Wuhan hoax was announced. The clock is chiming in the background. I want to see how much chime gets in with the new microphone. All right, great. So I'll go back and listen to that and see what happened. Truck. So yeah, so in my truck, right? Because, and part of this too is because I was in the military. Like, for example, yeah, in the military, we learned to always have a certain level of readiness and preparation. And that was something too that applied to your vehicle. For example, it's in the military where they taught us before you get in your vehicle, you inspect the exterior to make sure no one's tampered with it. Because someone could have put a bomb on it or some shit, right? And thus, I learned in the military, I had a car when I was in the military. Most people didn't that I was in the military with, but I was the ones who did. You know, they taught you, before you get in your car, you walk around it all the way. Like, you look at the tires, especially look at the tires for a flat tire, but you're also looking for signs of tampering, right? You look underneath the car, you look around for anything that looks out of place. Then inside your automobile, in the trunk or whatever, you have supplies. You have some food, you have some water, you have a blanket. You know, if it's a thing that you can do, want to do, you have a weapon, so forth and so on. So in the back seat of my pickup, I got all this shit. I pulled everything out and, I'll get to that in a second. And just kind of reorganized it. Here's my blanket. You know, here's all my water. How much water do I have? I don't have any food in the truck, but I got my blanket, I got my umbrella, you know, I got a couple other things, got my inverter, got my little battery jumper in case the battery dies, right? All this stuff, kind of made sure everything was good, checked it all out. Another thing I took the time to do is, in all the time that I had been driving this pickup, when the pickup was owned by Weyland-Yutani, and then, of course, since I bought it, it's never had a flat tire. Now, it's got a spare tire, in theory, but I've never before changed a tire on this pickup. And sure, changing a tire is changing a tire, right? So there's this sense in which if you can change a tire, you can change a tire. But there's also the sense in which, because like the tire is stored up under the pickup. Any of you who own a pickup, you probably know how this works or some variation how this works. Having never owned a pickup before and having never changed a tire on a pickup before, this is not something I had ever personally dealt with, right? And you don't want to do this for the first time at 3 o'clock in the morning beside the road when it's snowing. And so this had been on my agenda for a long time. This is the great thing about not having to deal with work. Guys, I'm just to jump ahead. I am plowing through projects. I just spent the last couple of days, I mean, among other things, plowed through one of my websites and re-edited the copy and fixed things and gussied it up a little bit. I still got work to do. And I know you're saying, well, great one. When are you going to fix the Cynical Libertarian Society website? Well, I'm going to fix that when you suck my dick. I'm going to get around to it, maybe, if depending on how long all of this lasts. I mean, that's a priority. That's a medium-level priority. There are some things on there I do need to fix. Maybe I will, because I need to make a list of shit I'm going to do tomorrow just in case it really turns out to be cold and snowing and I don't want to go outside. If it's full of shit and it's nice outside, I'm going trail running again. I'm going to get in as much fucking outdoor time as I can fucking squeeze into this. I am so taking advantage of this. Right, Zen Bunny? That's exactly, yes. You're the best bunny rabbit ever. I dug out the instructions and I got all the parts. I mean, okay, so have you ever used the jack for your automobile? This is a serious question. How do you know it works? Well, it's a jack. Why wouldn't it work? Well, I don't know. What am I, a fucking jack expert? But have you actually used it? Do you know for a fact that it works? Do you have all the parts? I actually have a second jack in the pickup. I have two of them because, see, I'm paranoid and I'm prepared. That's why the great one didn't have to run down to the store and buy a bunch of toilet paper and paper towels and food. Because alcohol and bleach and rubber gloves. Because I have all of that. I have it all. Because, you know, I didn't spend my money on fucking marijuana. Dude! So you got to have all the parts. I've never done this before. So I learned. I ran through it. So you got to take this one thing and you stick it in this other thing. And then you shove it through the hole by the license plate. And then you crank the tire down because it's hanging by a cable. All right, see, and then I did it. And then you look at the tire. It's like, does the spare tire have air in it? How would I know? Never checked before. So I checked yes, the spare tire does have some air in it. I did not check the air pressure, which smart person would have done that. But, you know, I do. Oh, also in the truck, I have an air compressor to air up the tires. Keep that in there too. And maybe in a couple of days or something, I feel bored. Maybe I'll drop it down again and actually check the air pressure. You know, I went through and I tested the jack. Does the jack actually work? Do I have all the parts? So I did a little dry run. Didn't actually take a tire off, but I just did a little dry run on changing a fucking tire so that I know I have all the components that I need to do it. This is the sort of shit you people should be doing right now. Instead of sitting on your couch, smoking dope, playing video games, which I don't know why I'm telling you, because if you listen to this podcast, you're not doing that. Also, I've been, where did that, where'd I put that? Hang on. Shit, Zen Bunny, where did I put that thingy bobber? All right, hang on. Zen Bunny and I got to go look for this thing. There it is. All right, Zen Bunny knew where it was at. Good job, Zen Bunny. We call Zen Bunny ZB for short. So if I start talking about ZB, that's who that is. I've been meaning to do this for ages. It's cleaning the headlights. Because the headlights, the plastic headlights, were all filmy, right? There's white film over them. And when Yoga Pants Girl bought her race car, she had the same thing. Her headlights were all filmy and yogi. Yogi? Filmy and yogi. The fuck did that come from? Foggy and white. I don't know where filmy and yogi came from. They were foggy and white. And then she came in one day and she's like, hey, look how clean my headlights are. And I'm like, oh, that is fucking sharp. How'd you do that? And so she recommended this thing to me, which I used. It's the Sylvania Headlight Restoration Kit. And if I remember, I'll put a link to this on the amazonofthe.com in the show notes for this episode. And it took a while because it's got all these steps you go through and sandpaper, and you got to sit there and you got to clean each headlight and then you sand it and everything. I'm not bullshitting you. You spend like, be ready, because when I was done with this, my wrist was going to fucking fall apart. It was like jacking off, only like when I jack off, it takes like what, like 7 or 8 seconds. This, I am not bullshitting you. If you do it according to the instructions, you're going to spend 25 minutes rubbing each headlight, like with the sandpaper or with the buffer cloth or whatever. 25, it was like almost an hour of just sitting here rubbing back and forth on the headlights of the automobile. It's fucking brutal. But now my headlights are nice and clear. Oh, it's beautiful. So I got all that done. That was made me happy. Did some baking. Haven't done any baking in a while. Not like pies or anything like that. Made some baked salmon with some veggies and some potatoes and shit. It's like, God damn. Because usually I do my cooking on the stovetop just because it's quote unquote easier. I don't know if it's really easier or really faster. I don't actually think it is. But anyway, I was like, hey, I'd forgotten how easier baking actually is than cooking in a pan, because you just throw the shit in the oven and you walk away from it for a certain amount of time. So that was good times. I have also gotten more serious about meditating, and in conjunction with that, planning out what I'm going to get done each day so that I'm getting shit done. Let me talk about that for a minute. So I read this book a while back, and what the fuck was the name of it? It was something about like making time or some shit like that. And it was a sort of typical time management book. But the thing, it was one of those books, it was way too long because there were some good ideas with a whole lot of fluff, right? So let me tell you about the good ideas. Then I also got some good ideas that were surrounded by a lot of fluff from some other source that I don't even remember for sure. So I'm going to tell you just about the good idea parts. So they have a thing called the highlight of the day. So each day you set one thing that is your highlight of that day. And that's the one thing you're going to get done. Now, in conjunction with your highlight of the day, you also want to track what are the tools and the tactics you utilize to achieve your highlight of the day and whether or not they work. Now, from another source that I had, they were talking about how each day you should have 3 MITs, your most important task. And so I've taken those two and I kind of mashed them together. So now I have a highlight of the day, and I have 2 additional most important tasks. So for example, today, my highlight of the day is going to be trail running. My 2 other most important tasks are recording this podcast and then going through my to-do list and pulling out the things I am going to prioritize over the next whatever period of time. So those are my 3 big ones for the day. Then, for example, with your tactics and your I already forgot what the other T was. Tactics and tools. For example, yesterday, my my highlight of the day was finishing up website editing, with going trail running was one of my most important tasks. And so the tactics and tools, which I used in order to blow through all of the website work and get that done, were, number one, I have my music playlist that I use whenever I'm working on the websites, because it's this playlist that is filled with music that I like and I can listen to, but it doesn't distract me from doing the work. And also because I listen to the same four albums, every time I do this, it puts me into this mood, it puts my brain into the mode to do things like sit there and stare at fucking code on a website and try to figure out why this fucking thing won't move over where I want it to go and all this other shit, right? So it's the two Ashley Tisdale albums, which, as far as I know, she only has two. I don't actually remember the names of them, but anyhow, it's Ashley Tisdale and Ashley Tisdale. And then it's either Music Complete or Complete Music, whichever one it is, by New Order, that has the extended versions of all the songs. And then it's Duke by Genesis. So it's those four albums in the same order all the time, and it puts me in the mood, and it puts me in the mode, and I can totally focus. So that's one of the tools I used in order to achieve my highlight of the day. Another tool I used was, as painful as this was for me to be, right, is I turned off the email, didn't went on the Twitter. Because see, we'll talk about that in a minute. So I didn't just sit it. So I made sure I had no other internet distractions. I had no email going on, had no Twitter open, so I couldn't bounce over and look at Twitter. Because so days ago, when I started getting into the groove of all this, sit down to work on the website, right? And it's like, well, I'm at the computer. Might as well have Twitter open while I'm here, because I was spending way too much time on Twitter. So I'd bounce over to Twitter and I'd bounce over to the website and do something for a few minutes. And, well, let me go see what's on Twitter. And I go back to Twitter. And of course, I ended up spending, 50% of my time on Twitter, which was 50% of my time I was not doing anything productive. And one of the things, here's what I'm grateful for today, because I've also completely been forgetting to do the whole grateful thing. And this is another part of the process. Now we got a bunch of parentheses open. Let me start closing these up. I am grateful that I have a short attention span when it comes to most bad habits. For example, I do like to play computer games. And I set up the computer in the living room with all the computer games on it. And I've played some computer games, and I've played a little Jedi Academy, and I played some Red Alert. But the thing is, I mean, after a couple of hours of computer games, I can't keep doing this. I got shit to do. And the same thing with Twitter. For a few days there, I was like on Twitter way too fucking much. And then it's like, all right, I'm spending too much time on Twitter. I got better things to do. This is exactly how, and I haven't talked about this in a long time, the very short version of the story is that I used to be what many of you would consider an alcoholic. I drank a lot of fucking alcohol, mostly beer, drank a lot of beer and was drunk a whole lot of the time. And part of what got me over that was I just had this revelation is kind of a strong word. I realized, and that's the same fucking thing, right? I realized that I was wasting a lot of time just being drunk and not fucking accomplishing anything. I have a fairly low tolerance in most cases for things that are a waste of my time. I mean, I can't sit there and play computer games that fucking long because that will drive me insane, right, Zen Bunny? Being at home and having reduced human interaction, although we could make the argument that a lot of the people I deal with in the theater and event world aren't exactly humans, but having reduced, not being able to just go out and on the streets because there's hardly nobody out there. The only places I know to go now to like see hot babes is the grocery store and the trails. And the last couple of trips to the grocery stores, nothing. Man, I went to the grocery store yesterday. It was the day before. It was deserted. I mean, deserted. The guy in there, he's running the cash register, right? That guy. We're talking, he's like, yeah, I've never seen the parking lot here this empty. Like, holy shit, man. Zombie apocalypse. So I'm grateful for my short attention span for bullshit. which probably also explains why I can't fucking stand normies. All right, I gotta pump some iron here. All right, so got the highlight of the day, and then you got your two most important tasks, and then you keep track of what tools and tactics you used and which ones worked and which ones didn't work. So for example, another tactic I used was turning off Twitter, and that helped me get a lot more work done. And turning off email, it helped me get a lot more work done. Hold on, I gotta balance. I gotta bicep curl on the other side now. I don't look, you know, I don't wanna be half buff and half not buff. Grr. All right. So here is my morning routine. Get out of bed. Putz around for a few minutes because I just got to move, man. I just got to move around and get the body warmed up, right? This is when you do shit like put away the dishes, and I prep the coffee machine, grind the coffee and put it in there, fill it with water. Got to fuck off a little bit, do whatever. Oh, I got to clean this shit up over here. Oh, whatever, blah, blah, blah. 15 minutes or so of fucking around, moving the body. But then, and I've been experimenting with different ways of doing this, different ways of starting a fire in the fireplace, different ways of like stacking the wood and arranging the wood and all this other stuff. And usually I do that the day before, so it's all ready to go. Okay, so set the timer for 15 minutes. And I sit down on the floor, cross leg, in front of the fireplace, light the fire. And then I do 15 minutes of meditation, or I meditate on the flames. When that's over, I have my notebook. I get up and I grab my notebook and I make my notes. So from the previous day, I will have written in there what was my highlight of the day and what were my two most important tasks. So then I finish that up. It's like, did I achieve these three things? Either I did or I didn't. If I didn't, I put down the reason why I didn't achieve them so that I can not fuck up in the future. Then I make notes about my tactics and my tools. What tactics and tools did I use? Which ones worked? Which ones didn't work? I added in there the IDL, internet distraction level. And I rate how much I was distracted by the internet on a scale of 1 to 10, right? So when I'm sitting there bouncing back and forth with Twitter, that's like an 8. But when I turn off the email and I turn off Twitter, well, that's a 2. Then I write down what I was grateful for on the previous day, because we're keeping up with the grateful thing. Then I write down that day's date. And I write down, okay, what's my highlight of the day today? What are my two most important tasks? And then, having established what it is I need to accomplish that day, I can go forth and do them. And this isn't like some great giant exercise or anything, in case you're wondering. The process of writing all this down, this is like 10 minutes tops, maybe 5 minutes. Because, I mean, it's like, you know what you did yesterday. You write the shit down. What are you grateful for? I'm grateful I didn't kill anybody because I'm surrounded by idiots. You know, whatever the fuck it is. So there's that. So that's what I'm doing now each morning, which is helping me to focus in and get shit done, keeping me on track, which is fucking wonderful because I need that. Because see, here's the thing. What I will do is, and this is, as I look back, this has been a problem with me all of my life. And I have seen many times that this has fucked me over. I am a fucking overthinker. God damn it, will I overthink stuff. This is one of the worst things for me, especially when it comes to girls, because I see a hot chick and I want to approach, and sometimes I just do it. And there's times when I'll just go in. Other times, I just fucking overthink it. And if you are an overthinker, then you know exactly how that just, it runs you into that fucking abyss, right? You go down into this black fucking hole. And I know I'm doing it. And I have to fucking, you know, pull, I have to see, oh, you're about to go into the fucking black hole abyss of overthinking things. Stop it, you fucking dumbass. And so this system, have it, could, I'll kind of putz around all day if I don't have a purpose. And there's days, don't get me wrong, man. There's also, there's days I think you should just putz around and do nothing. I think you should absolutely, you know, and what the frequency is of that, I can't really say for everyone. Probably maybe one day a week. Just fucking do nothing, man. Just putz around and relax and just read some books and smoke a cigar and just sit outside. Just putz around. But the rest of the time, you should be doing something every day. And for me, mapping it out in the morning and knowing the three things I'm going to do, that has already shown itself to be immensely helpful. And of course, the meditation thing is good. Comic books. Apparently, comic books have stopped shipping because of the Wuhan hoax. Got a message from my comic book store that this week's, it was this, no wait, no, it was last week. Last week's shipments were the last shipments of comic books for the foreseeable future. Movies. If you remember right, hold on. All right. Voice is starting to die out on me here. This is the first time I've talked today, and I did do some vocal warm-ups, but not enough. Movies. You will remember that the great one told you that you should watch the movie New Jack City, because that's where baffled comes from. When I always say baffled, I'm baffled. I can't figure it out. And then after telling you that, I thought, shit, you know what? I should fucking watch New Jack City again. And I'd also completely forgotten, because I said Ice-T is in it, and Chris Rock, before Chris Rock was anybody, he's in it. I had completely forgotten that also in this movie is Wesley Snipes, who, of course, plays the bad guy. And, I mean, I haven't seen every Wesley Snipes movie by any stretch, but I personally have never seen Wesley Snipes do a bad job of acting. That motherfucker is fantastic. He is truly a good actor. He is truly a great actor. So my recommendation for you to watch New Jack City continues, having now freshly watched it. Now, the first thing I have to tell you is that the word baffled does not appear in that movie, and thus proving that the Great One's memory cannot always be trusted. So now I'm trying to figure out what movie the baffled word comes up in. And now I think, and we know how my memory is doing, right now we're 0-1, now I'm thinking it's in the movie Highlander. So obviously I have to watch Highlander in order to find out if my memory is correct or not. Right, Zen Bunny? You don't remember, do you? No? All right. Darn it, Zen Bunny. Well, what do you do all day while I'm out working and trail running and getting shot down by college girls? You're just like sitting around here doing nothing? Why aren't you watching all these movies so that you can correct me on my movie quotes? Oh, fine. You don't have to do anything useful because you're cute. Okay, just like a girl. Just like a girl. Zen Bunny's like, yeah, I don't have to do anything useful. I'm cute and adorable. Why would I have to fucking pull my weight? All right. I see how it is. One thing about New Jack City, it was, I can't remember when exactly it was made. You could Google it and find out. But it does have this little tinge of anti-drug movement in it, right? Because it's the movie, at least, I don't know when it was made, but the movie, you can tell it kind of takes place during the time when Nancy Reagan was running around doing Just Say No. And so there's a couple of little moments in there that are very obviously, you know, this anti-drug propaganda. And in those moments, the two, you'll recognize them because they really don't, they feel out of place for the movie. The rest of the movie is really good. It's very small. So I, 1 to 10, I give New Jack City a solid 8. It's a great movie. Very good movie. Another movie I recently watched, and this is Adam Piggott's fault, is Conan. The original Conan movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I know, we just saw my memory for movies. I think Schwarzenegger made a second Conan movie, and I don't know if there's been any remakes of Conan yet. I'm sure if there haven't, there should be soon, because God knows millennials don't have any fucking original ideas. The Conan movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It was good. There's a couple little slow moments, but I mean, it's a 2-hour movie. I mean, overall, it didn't feel like a 2-hour movie. So I can also recommend that you hit that one up. I would say that's on scale of 1 to 10. Conan, I'd say like a 6, 6.5 maybe. And there's some moments where there's some ghost and things that happen. I got to say the special effects held up pretty well. The other thing that is worth watching in this is the princess who Conan has to go rescue. She's played by some chick named Valerie something. I'll put a picture or two or three or four in the show notes. And I Googled her and found a bunch of pictures. And in most of the pictures of this actress, who apparently died in a car wreck when she was 31, in most of the pictures of this actress, and I'll have to put some of these up there too to show you the difference, she had short hair. And I mean, with the short hair, she's okay looking. But in Conan, she had long hair. Just way high. It's amazing. Girls, grow your fucking hair out long, okay? Short hair is not cute. It's not attractive. It's not hot. Long hair is where it's at for women. The difference between this actress with short hair and long hair, I mean, it's like a solid 2 points at least. And that's not a matter of opinion. That's a fact. Yeah, I did good. I got through my entire fucking list here. Everything on the fucking list. How often does that happen?